This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, I'm Crabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, coming in down low on hour number two from on high. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. TacticalHolsters.com. While I'm out there ignoring all of the gun-free zone signs, very likely I will be carrying my weapon in a G-Code OSH holster. And no one will be the wiser. You too can do that. Go to TacticalHolsters.com. Joining me, I was thinking last night, I said, I got to get somebody on there besides me to talk about some of the stuff I need to talk about. And I was like, hey, wait a minute. I know one of them that would come on that always brings the thunder. Joining me again is one of the Brothers Knox, Chris, from the Firearm Coalition. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Bill.
Thank you for joining me on such short notice. We know a little bit more about the Yahoo out of Oregon now. Turns out to be sort of an angry young man. Once again, we had a bunch of misinformation as far as numbers and everything else. Business as usual.
Yeah, the early reports on these things are always inaccurate. You have to wait for the story to develop to form any opinions about who it is, what they did, what motivated them, and that's going to be the rest of the checking here. But I had a thought. You called him the angry young man, and you called him a Yahoo, which I think is about as accurate. That's much more accurate than the term that the media has been using, which annoys me, which is gunman or shooter, for that matter. I'm a shooter. I'm an active shooter. But
right.
I'm not going to kill anybody that doesn't need it. This is not a... We go back to the language. My good friend Alan Corwin talks about the language. Instead of being pro-gun, we should be pro-rights, and he's got a whole lexicon of that.
I agree with that, and at the same time, sometimes I just get lazy.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
What I was going to say is, my gosh, I don't remember what I was going to say.
Brilliant.
No. When I'm looking at stuff like this, I know a lot of people don't want to give the guy publicity by mentioning his name and everything, and that's become the new popular trendy thing to do. I personally think that each one of these things should be dissected so that we can see the absolute similarities that we find in most of these happenings. This kid, being a kid in his 20s, he falls into a pattern right there. Sort of the loner, he falls into a pattern right there. It'll be interesting to see if he took any sort of mood drugs.
Mm-hmm.
That's yet to be found out. And he went to the gun-free zone.
Yeah, and that's the most important. He was in a gun-free zone. And it's interesting that some of the press coverage has been saying, well, Oregon does allow guns on campus. Well, this college didn't.
No.
The college was a gun-free, quote-unquote, zone.
No.
And it just underscores the reason that so many of us do carry, and why you come down to Arizona, and I don't care if that little sign's up there. Maybe they need a bigger sign.
Well, you know, the whole thing with the signs. The other thing that struck me about this particular instance, they had one security guard. And I around here where I live in some of the schools that are high school and below, they'll have two resource officers, and some of these things are sprawling, sprawling facilities where there's going to be some transit. And, you know, most of these people that are around here that are resource officers, they're in the twilight of their career. Their sprinting days are over.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
This guy, according to my information, all he was armed with was a can of mace. Did you hear that?
I have not even heard that there was a resource officer there. But typically, a community college, it's going to be a few acres. You know, it's going to be, you know, close to a square mile. And there's no way in the world. I mean, even at Columbine, they had an armed officer on the school, but it was a big sprawling campus. You know, 5-6 buildings and. It's 100 yards by 100 yards or more.
Right.
And there's no way that somebody could move around there and get to the scene quicker. The first responder, and again, my friend Alan Corwin, if you hadn't, and I'll put in a plug for him, Alan Corwin, gunlaws.com. If you haven't, if the first responder is the people that are there in the room when the NIMDUL starts shooting.
Right.
And if somebody's there to present a weapon, the pattern, you're talking about the pattern. One of the patterns is that as soon as these dips get any kind of meaningful opposition, they either punch out or they surrender. And
right.
The object of the game is to make sure that they get meaningful opposition as soon as possible.
Right. Which I have not yet heard how long it took them to get a responder there. I have read about one guy who tried to keep them from entering his classroom.
Mm-hmm.
This guy is either active duty military or military veteran. He got shot 7 times, survived all of it.
God bless him.
And that's the only, and I had also heard initially on CNN how military veterans were trying to get to him to stop him from shooting and were somehow stopped by the namby-pamby school administrators. When I heard that, I was just thinking, wow, how big are these people in Oregon that work at these community colleges? Because it would, if I'm in place and I'm trying to get past somebody, they got to be pretty big to keep me from getting by them.
Yeah. And I just think about the guys that were on the train in France. And if they had followed the protocol, they violated all kinds of protocols and orders by opposing.
Right.
And if they had followed the instructions, they would have turtled up and got shot. You know.
Interesting. One of those guys is actually enrolled at Umpqua Community College.
Yes. You've been up longer than I have. I'm still trying.
I know you're on a different coast than me. I've been able to gather all kinds of stuff that we didn't even know last night.
Wow.
That was the other thing. Obviously, this guy did not use some of the favorite guns that they go after because they have not been hammering on the gun, just on the shooting issue.
That's a good point. And the one picture that I saw of him, it was coming from the UK press. I saw a picture of him, and it looks like a Ruger 10/22 or something similar.
Right.
And so, you know, if he's got a picture of himself with a gun, then obviously he's a madman.
Obviously.
Yeah.
I wonder what that makes me. That's beside the point. Anyway, the president, of course, what? It took him about 5 hours to go ahead and go for the gusto.
It didn't take him. But as soon as the reports came out, well, he was, before we knew any of the facts, then obviously our gun laws are to blame. Obviously, we need to have tougher background checks. Well, wait a minute. Do we even know what this guy did? And did he accomplish anything he couldn't have done with 6 feet of chain and a can of gasoline?
Yeah, that's a couple of things. We're coming up on the first break. My guest this hour from the Firearms Coalition is Chris Knox. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load. designed by a U.S. Army sergeant after a deployment in Iraq. This is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat, Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com. The OSH, that's what I carry. DC-3, I carry the Incog sometimes too. That's part of the DC-3 line. Scorpion line, I have some of that. I use that when I go to the range. And, of course, the excellent Contact series, which is now my de facto default go-to setup for the traveler's bag. If ISIS shows up and I want to put on some battle rattle, I'm carrying it in a very small package. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour from the Firearm Coalition is Chris Knox. Is it the Firearm Coalition?
The website is firearmscoalition.org, but we kind of brand ourselves, use the capital T with the because we are the original. Well, we've got several firearms coalitions that are coming up. Our friends in Nevada, Don Turner is the Nevada Firearms Coalition. There's a Colorado Firearms Coalition, New Hampshire Firearms Coalition. They're not associated with us, but they are coalesced with us. We're fellow travelers on the going the same direction.
Okay, I'm looking at something on my board. At least me and my board op have the same problem. We don't know who that was.
That was me.
No, that wasn't you. You're not on the Comrex stack. I don't know who that was. Anyway. that's one thing I like about the Firearms Coalition, that loose guerrilla warfare-like thing. You guys just came back off of the Gun Rights Policy Conference.
We did. It's in my hometown of Phoenix, Arizona. It was about 10 minutes down the road from me. In fact, it was very convenient. Brother Jeff and I were walking around. It's an interesting experience. You walk around, and here in Arizona, we are the largest. In Phoenix, we are the largest constitutional carry metropolitan area, I guess, in the world. And you got hundreds of people walking around with they're carrying concealed, they're carrying openly. Interesting, nobody's out finger fiddling with their guns. Nobody's playing. Everybody's acting very safe. There were some heated discussions, people downright arguments, as, you know, people get together and start exchanging ideas, and sometimes sharply, and iron sharpens iron. That's fine. Nobody got shot.
Yeah, I was about to say, cut the chase. Who got shot in that? Surely somebody got shot, because guns were present.
In fact, we had a presidential candidate walking around that was perfectly safe. Gilmore from Virginia. He came out and visited us.
Gilmore, the one thing about Gilmore that I didn't notice before Trump put out his Second Amendment policy paper, he was the first one and only one that I'd seen that actually put anything out at all regarding the Second Amendment.
I believe that, well, Rand Paul, of course, is solid. Carly Fiorina had actually said something, believe it or not. How much I got mixed emotions about her, but it seemed like even before Trump came out with it, there were a couple who had at least genuflected toward the Second Amendment. How sincere
right.
they are, you know, as politicians. I'm not going to go too far down that road. I don't know somebody's heart. I know what they do.
Right, and that's really true. The thing, the part. You know, as I'm looking at some of these guys, I see a bunch of flawed individuals. I expected nothing more than that. And to have them up there saying some of the things they're saying, it is a clear-cut indicator of how flawed they are. I get that. I don't expect to see the perfect candidate. There is no such thing. So, you know, it's left to us to decide who the best person is. Now, coming out of the Gun Rights Policy Conference, though, when one of these things winds down and you guys gavel it to an end, is there any sort of let's try to get this done in the coming year kind of thing, or is it just getting together and just chewing the fat?
It does pass a set of resolutions, and in fact, this year, instead of speaking, I was on the resolutions committee, which is it's at the end of it they. Introduce some resolutions and the assembled faithful vote on it up or down, and it was kind of funny. But it was a good opportunity to meet with some people that otherwise I wouldn't have met, and it was that made it a lot of fun. One of the resolutions that we considered but did not put out there was we wanted to thank the hotel for their choice of men's room facility drainage helps. They had little screens in the bottom of the facilities. They had Brady printed on them, and everybody enjoyed using those, it seemed. So that was kind of odd. The ladies in the room just kind of looked at us askance, but it was weird. It's the little
things in life that make it worth living.
Exactly, exactly. You understand.
Yes.
But as a group and as a what struck me coming out of it, we've got an article or a column that's going into Shotgun News talking about this very thing. What struck me was the unity that we had coming out of there, and what there were two organizations that were absent that arguably should have been there. One of them was the National Rifle Association. Unfortunately, they did not show their face. They didn't have any official presence. They didn't have any. They didn't send a representative, not even a speaker, which kind of surprised me. They have in the past, and they have. This is a gathering of the greater gun lobby. The other organization that was absent, and I want to mention this, I don't want to badmouth anybody, but I am going to call somebody out that I don't think is doing everything they say they're doing.
We got a minute. So
National Association for Gun Rights. They weren't there. They claim to be everywhere. They show up nowhere.
Well, you know, as far as that one goes, they seem to be causing. I think, you know what, we'll discuss that in the next segment, because I would like to ask you about that.
Okay.
And you and your brother, being what you guys are, you're more in tune with that kind of thing. Firearms Coalition, how do people find it? How do people check it out?
We are firearmscoalition.org. And you can read our stuff in Shotgun News. We occasionally show up in some of the other gun press, then in Front Sight, which is the USPSA vehicle. So we are around. Google Neil Knox, find out who he was, and we exist to keep his ideas out there and to further his principles of fighting for the Second Amendment.
We'll be right back with my guest Chris Knox from the Firearms Coalition on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com. DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Students and other gun safety activists made a dramatic statement with marches all over the country, and now they're planning their next steps. With many of them heading back home, Parkland High School activist Emma Gonzalez told Face the Nation,
"This is not the end. This was just the beginning."
And Republican Governor John Kasich of Ohio, who was on State of the Union, agrees.
They got to keep it up. If they don't keep it up, those that want no change will just sit on their hands. They will never come out and say anything. They will just try to stall until the steam comes out of the kettle.
One person who doesn't want change to gun laws is Marjorie Stoneman Douglas student Kyle
Kashyap.
We saw that in Maryland, that a good guy with a gun stopped a bad guy with a gun. The only way to stop an active shooter on campus is to have another person to eliminate him.
Kyle was on CBS's Face the Nation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
On January 29th of last year, I was a stroke victim, but some patients can't even get the proper medication because of stringent insurance practices. Doctor, doesn't seem like America, does it?
No, it does not. And first of all, I'm very sorry that you had that experience. It is not like America. This is not the way it should be. PCSK9 inhibitors, which were released and approved by the FDA in 2015, the summer of 2015, have experienced unprecedented barriers for access by the payers of the insurance companies. They're human monoclonal antibodies made by an immortal cell line. They're not little drugs that are just punched out on an assembly line.
Wow.
But what I can tell you is this, that the PCSK9 inhibitors clearly lower LDL cholesterol effectively. I mean, that has been well documented.
If you think you have a heart problem, what's the best thing to do?
Oh, my God. If you think you have a heart problem, talk to your...
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube. I like pointing to my new banner. The Frog Lube Performance, made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. There's where I carry my magazines around, right there. That G-Code paddle, the fixture, right there. Completely indestructible. No way to break it. No way for me to break it, okay? They are breakable, I'm sure, but I'm not going to exert the force of it. And even if I were able to break it, it has a lifetime warranty, so I can break it away. Go ahead. And I'll get another one. Check them out. TacticalHolsters.com. My guest this hour from the Firearms Coalition is Chris Knox. And, we were about to talk about the NAGR. Now, correct me if I'm wrong on this there, Chris Knox, but last year, the NAGR called out Gottlieb from the Second Amendment Foundation, and rightfully so, because Gottlieb wanted to get in bed and write the extended background check law. He wanted to pad it with some pro-gun stuff, and he wanted to write it, and he was saying it was inevitable. They were going to get this.
Right.
And he got called out on it because expanded background checks, universal background checks, would only work if there is a gun registry. So,
yay, barely. And Mr. Gottlieb and I got into that very discussion on the floor of last year's.
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah. Last year's gun rights policy conference, and I told him I disagreed, and we went round and round. Again, iron sharpens iron. We had a good discussion. That strategy, which we've come to call preemptive concession, that, okay, if I give them something, if I give away some of my rights, maybe they won't come after the rest of them. And that's the very best strategy based on hope. And it's not a real strategy, I don't think.
Can we say misplaced hope?
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, I mean, trying to get out there and appease them is that's never been a winning strategy at all. I mean, we need to be in their face saying no to everything they demand.
No, that's a fact. And Dad, going back, and I don't know how many of your listeners are familiar with my dad, Neil Knox, and you Google him and his name will come up with regard to gun rights. One of his guiding principles was never give away what the other side isn't big enough to come and take. And even if they are big enough to come and take it, you fight. You resist. The perfect example, the poster for this is the 1994 Clinton assault weapons ban.
Right.
That is, and in that, NRA and Tanya Mataxa was the head of ILA at the time. She was under tremendous pressure to cave and get on board the train and help write the bill and help drive the train so you had some say over where it was going. Well, I'll tell you what, the engineer doesn't have any say over where the train's going. All he decides is whether it goes or stops. And Tanya said, no, we're going to dig our heels in. She had the backing of the board, which at the time was Dad was on the board and had a lot of influence over what it did and over policy. They got the expiration of the assault weapons ban put in place. They also got some of the worst parts of it taken out. They stopped the ban on possession. They just banned manufacture. So by resisting it, we lost, but we lost with honor, and it was a Pyrrhic victory. It was a victory that cost the other side more than they could afford to lose. They turned over the House. There was an election like none other that followed that, and Bill Clinton credited the gun rights movement with the results of that election.
Let's talk about that just for a second, okay? Yesterday, Barack Obama was out there saying that the gun lobby, the all-powerful gun lobby, was it cowed everybody down. It beat everybody into submission. And
oh, good, it's working.
But, I mean, really, truly, that's just an out-and-out lie. I mean, the ones that I would call the big three, the ones that most people know about, or get more press or whatever, they don't have 7 million members.
No.
They probably don't have 6 million because there's probably a good portion of them that belong to all three.
That's a fact. There's a lot of overlapping membership. Anybody that's a member of Citizens Committee or GOA is also probably about 80% likely, maybe 70% likely, to also be a member of the NRA. I'm an endowment member of the NRA. I encourage all gun owners to be part of the NRA, even though the NRA doesn't always do as good a job as I would like. They are the big dog.
Well, I know some of the guys, some of the new board members, and they are pushing.
Mm-hmm.
They're pushing from the inside, and that's a good thing. So
there's a lot of power on the board, and the board can have great influence over the policy. The trouble is that the board has traditionally been run by staff. You know, then turned into a rubber stamp, even though it's 75, now 76 members. So it's the NRA politics is like the Kremlin politics of the 1960s. You've got to try to figure out who's in, who's out.
Right.
And it's a black box, and they try to keep it that way, unfortunately.
Yeah. What I was going to get to, though, with the NAGR,
yeah.
after their initial flare at Gottlieb, where I think that got them a little bit of cred, did that embolden them? Because now they're out there, some of the stuff they're talking, like in Colorado, for example,
mm-hmm.
where they're trying to get it to where the magazine capacity is 30, which that would still be a limitation, but it's also standard.
Mm-hmm.
For some guns,
mm-hmm. Sure.
they're saying that and they're going up against the Independence Institute, who really doesn't, you know, they lean very pro liberty, if you want to, pro gun, however you want to say it, but They're out there fighting, saying we want it all or nothing, and that's not the way politics works. If you want to go all or nothing, don't we need to throw on the plate carrier, pick up the weapon, pull the charging handle back, and let's go out the door? Isn't that how you get all or nothing?
That's pretty much all or nothing, and that's how you get tackled on your old goal line, to stretch the analogy the other to into sports. The NAGR originated in Colorado, and they were out there saying, and basically their hallmark is sky is falling fundraisers.
Yes.
And so, and I'm sure we've all gotten the mail and say, oh my goodness, they're not telling me stuff. Well, yeah, everybody knows about that particular bill. Or in the case of the Independence Institute, I dare anybody to call Dave Koppel anything less than pro-gun. And to say they lean pro-gun is to say that I lean pro-gun. They are pro-gun. They are pro-liberty. And it's a good organization, and I totally support them. But so that is part of my heartburn with NAGR. And if you go into onto the floor of the Gun Rights Policy Conference, that is where the gun rights movement gathers, and that is where the opinion makers, the opinion shapers are gathered. And you mentioned the name NAGR, and you'll either get a boo, you'll get snickers, or somebody will be profane. And that's just the way it is.
We're going on to the last break in the hour.
Yes, sir.
You to hang on for me. Firearmscoalition.org. That's where you can find out what they do. My guest this hour is Chris Knox from the Firearms Coalition on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. Whether it's the beginning lineup that was the holsters and the magazine carriers to the DC-3 line where they began to collaborate with Travis Haley, to the Scorpion line, which was the reimagination of Kydex, to the collision of Kydex and tactical nylon that is the Contact series. This is what G-Code does. They are the leaders in the innovation. They're the ones that develop the product. They're not the ones that make it any better or anything else. They just make it to begin with. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour from the Firearms Coalition is Chris Knox. Chris, coming from bearingarms.com, I had heard that there was a guy with a gun there, a civilian there. It turned out it's a military veteran.
Mm-hmm.
He was 200 yards away when the shooting began, and he was told by the staff that he could not intervene.
Couldn't intervene. Oh, yeah. My God. So somebody, I almost think that I'm right on the verge of saying somebody that tells me that is now becomes a target because you're an accomplice.
Well, you know, here's the thing. Here's the thing about this. If this is true, and I trust Bob, I don't think Bob publishes stuff without double checking it. But if this was true, I think I would have overruled the staff.
Yeah. There might be a physical intervention.
Yeah. I think there would have been some. Hey, face meet desk. I think that. I think there would have been some of that going on. This was at a vet center with a bunch of military veterans, and
well, you know, in Chattanooga, that idiot that was out there that was running around yelling something like Aloha Snack Bar, but
Abdullah Aziz.
Yeah. I don't like saying their names, but that's me. But yeah, he. According to later reports, I believe it was Lieutenant Commander White, actually killed him. He bled out while the cops were surrounding his car.
Yeah.
So, you know.
And they had to decide not to do something to the Lieutenant Commander, too.
Yeah, they did. But the proper outcome should be for the police to arrive and watch the perpetrator bleed out.
I like it.
Take a statement from the first responder, the would-be victim. That is the second best outcome.
Well, then that must make the first best outcome to have a 60-year-old traffic cop who's detailed with a security detail killing two terrorists in 25 seconds.
Oh, that was awesome.
that guy was stone cold. I've got a hats off to him. No, but the very first best outcome, no shots fired, perpetrator surrenders, lays down, and gets packed off to a rubber room where he stays indefinitely. I really and truly, and this is coming from somebody I've been through my share of courses. I carry, I own guns. The last thing I want to do is shoot somebody. If you shoot somebody, even if it's somebody that really needs shooting, it's going to be a bad day.
It is going to be a bad day, but it'll be
a better day than it could have been.
Yes, the alternative is much worse.
Yeah.
And what I don't like, you know, the shooting that happened with the TV crew, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have raised a group of young people who don't know what peripheral vision is. Because if you watch that film of that, when the threat is near, when he's guns up on her initially at a 90-degree angle and she doesn't notice and he drops the gun, I think he got mad because she didn't notice and get scared.
Yeah, everybody's conditioned white. They're very focused. And I don't know, I've done media before, and you've got to be focused on what you're doing. And you have to, and particularly if you're talking about TV, here right now, I'm walking around and I'm waving my hands while I talk and all that.
Right.
So I can look around and I can be aware. When you're doing TV, you've got to be focused on that camera because you're in a pretend conversation with somebody. And so there is low situational awareness. And there's only two people there, the cameraman who's focused on his camera, and there's the presenter who's focused on the camera.
Right.
So it kind of locks them in, and so I can't fault the victim there, but even if they had, I mean, he was looking for a reaction on TV.
Yes. He filmed that on purpose. But one of the things, I mean, I got hired by a local radio station as their fill-in host here, and when I walk into that place, first things first, I know I'm the only one armed in there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm part-time. So they have, even after that happened, nobody has stepped back and said, we could take these certain steps, start the program, and then once it started, it just perpetuates itself. Like with these TV crews, they could send out a third person.
Yeah, it would add to the expense, but I think it'd be worthwhile. There'd be a driver or somebody, a lookout, somebody that needs to be particularly. And you know, of course, this is one of those morning shows, the little fluffy, happy talk. And gosh, that one just turns my stomach because that was an ambush of the worst sort. And all I can do is hope there's a hell. You know, that's just what it boils down to.
Well, I'm pretty sure there is.
The
other part of it, though, is that what bothers me most is seeing these kinds of people like that TV crew or like these students or all of these other people that just walk around blissfully unaware.
Yes.
And their world is shattered by that moment of reality, and there's nobody there to save them.
Yeah. And some of the trainers call it conditioned white, as in an iPod.
Yeah, well, you know, there's whole YouTube channels where you can watch the people in Britain. They have so much CCTV now, they get you from so many angles. There's YouTube channels where you can watch people so engrossed in their phones they walk into poles.
Yep.
In Britain.
Yep. Oh, I know. I mean, it's... I'm guilty too. I was on vacation with my wife, and I got one of those work calls that I needed to take, and I'm walking along there, and she says it was like having somebody with Alzheimer's because you're engrossed in your phone. You don't even know where you're walking. I walked away from her, and she totally lost track of me, and I'm on my phone. But it is so easy to get into that, and that's something. It's not conducive to self-preservation. Dr. Darwin says don't do that.
Yeah. The only way I talk on a phone when I'm not at home is on a headset, and the phone is in my pocket and my hands are free.
That's a good rule. That's a very good rule.
That's the only way I will talk on a phone.
It's like those hands that part of your brain. Although there was some tests that they had some people on headsets driving, and it's the equivalent talking on the phone, having an engrossed conversation, talking on the phone while driving is about like driving after about three beers. So, you know,
I don't. Typically, I don't take a call when I'm driving.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I have a headset on, typically I will not do it.
That's a good rule.
I have had one instance where I was on the phone and I wasn't paying attention to what I was doing, and I drove up on the curb, and it was one of these high curbs, so it, you know, bounced the car.
Yep.
I only got to do that once.
Lesson learned, and then take that one ahead. That's a good policy, Bill.
Yeah. So, anyway, as we get ready to go away, Firearms Coalition, how can people find them? How can the people find what you and your brother
are at firearmscoalition.org. You can reach us by email, Chris or Jeff at firearmscoalition.org. We welcome anybody that's interested. Dad used to say it's more a state of mind than an organization, and that's what we try to help our cats to keep our cat herd together, and that's really the object of our game.
Additionally, Jeff gets Jeff and I. Do you as well? I know Jeff writes a lot at AmmoLand.com.
He does. He does. They pick our stuff up. AmmoLand is a great source, and in fact, I saw Freddie this weekend at GRPC, and recommend jumping over there. It's a good place. You'll read writers like David Kodria and Alan Corwin stuff ends up there sometime. So it's a good place, and I certainly recommend it.
Very good, Chris. Thanks very much for joining me on such short notice. I'll be in touch.
Bill, it's my pleasure. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, sir. Right, folks, that wraps us up. We will be back on Monday. Between now and then, remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Friday, this has been Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
The Roman Legions, the Samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.